Good morning, everybody. Today, we would like to continue with the follow-up questions from yesterday. And today, I'll start to reply certain questions before giving floor to other members of our delegation. First, I would like to shed some light on the enforced disappearances cases. I would like to say that Turkey fully cooperates with the UN Working Group of Enforced and Involuntary Disappearances. The so-called cases of abductions and enforced disappearances are in reality situations where FETÖ-affiliated persons go in hiding or where third countries decide to deport members of FETÖ because they consider them as threats to their national security. The relevant governments decided to revoke their residence permits and sent them back to Turkey because their unlawful activities causing a threat to their public security. When they return to Turkey, naturally, they are brought before the Turkish judicial authorities. Hence, there is no case of enforced disappearances. Our government also replies to all communications, including those related to 1980s and 1990s by Vigate and the Human Rights Committee, and provides necessary information. With regards to allegations of Turkish operations in Syria, Turkey's operations in Syria, they are counter-terrorism operations. Turkey has been conducting these counter-terrorism operations against PKK, YPG, SDF. They are terrorist organizations, and it is organized, designated by inter alia European Union and United States as such. Turkey firmly rejects allegations about effective control as they lack any legal ground. Turkey executed three counterterrorism operations on the basis of self-defense as enshrined in Article 51 of the UN Charter. The regions cleared from terrorist elements are run and controlled by Syrian interim government. It exercises administrative control over these regions with its ministries as well as local councils. Now, I give the floor Mr. Rushdie Yilmaz from Ministry of Interior for follow-up questions.